Thacker Forsythe, and I'm technically the director of Early Reading First 2. We have two Early Reading First projects. I'm employed by the Providence Plan with an initiative called Ready to Learn Providence. Our overall approach to teacher support fundamentally is based on a real strong belief that we have that creating a strong, effective relationship is fundamental to any work that we do with teachers. And we even extend that to our work with children, to families, to other adults. Another thing we strongly believe in that our building and maintaining these positive relationships also are collegial and reciprocal. We're in a learning process together, which guides our teaching and learning. So one of the cornerstones of this relationship-based support has to do with honoring the past experiences and the previous knowledge base that teachers bring to the learning situation. We build upon the existing skills, behaviors, and attitudes of teachers, as well as hopefully introduce them to new approaches. So our overall approach fosters problem solving and reflection. Generally, the role of the mentor is to provide daily on-site support to the teaching staff at each of the four partner sites. So the wisdom of the partners when the grant was written was that each partnering site would hire the on-site mentor as an employee of that site to ensure the teachers had spent on-the-job training with the mentor and who would also be viewed as a staff member, so a colleague on site. We focus much of our professional development around the results that we get from either the child level data or the classroom data. We always focus a piece of the professional development around those units of study and teachers sharing what they have done or questions they have about those particular units, and as well as our child level data that is so wonderfully represented in what I think in the personal literacy plans that help teachers really focus on the individual needs of children. We're always ending the sessions with teachers developing some action plans as to how they're going to use the information, and then there's always time for reflection. And again, we call that our own internal cycle of inquiry. We have to prove to teachers that any new practice that we perceive has benefits must improve children's learning, especially accomplished within the daily routine. Depending upon the teacher's learning style, for example, there are teachers who are visual learners. So coaches and or mentors might demonstrate in the classroom so that teachers can watch and then follow that up with conversation about the outcome of the new practice. We've moved to what we call focused observation and feedback. We know that in that realm of focused observation, that it is really important that we have mutually agreed upon goals, teacher and mentor and or coach. Again, it goes back to our approach to teacher support and that it's reciprocal. We have to honor that by engaging the teacher in what is it or how is it the teacher wants to achieve that goal. One of the other lessons that we've learned is the power of the video camera. Now, that's a really interesting strategy. This doesn't only apply to struggling teachers, it's for all teachers. But being able to introduce that kind of documentation for the teacher can sometimes really help. Because most of the time with struggling teachers, they really don't understand or realize what they're doing. So, and certainly another pair of eyes is helpful to that teacher, but when the teacher sees themselves, see them with no editing, there's no other lens besides the video camera lens. That's also a powerful tool to begin to address the issues and challenges of struggling teachers. In our reflective phase of our work, we know that if we change our behavior, mentor, coach, director, that usually elicits a behavior change from the teacher or the other adult. So it's really examining our own practice And again, it goes back to fundamentally what we believe. This is reciprocal, and we are also learners in this process.